They call him the Iceman. Wim Hof once swam over 180 feet underneath a glacier. He spent over an hour immersed in ice and has even hiked up Mount Everest wearing shorts. And after Wim ran a half marathon barefoot in the Arctic Circle, yes, barefoot, there was no denying. Wim Hof proved that everything scientists thought they knew about the human immune and nervous system was wrong. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The Netherlands, 1995. 36-year-old Wim Hof's wife dies tragically, leaving him to raise four kids alone. While grieving, he feels pulled towards reconnecting with nature. He feels called to jump into freezing water, so he starts doing that. He begins to experiment with meditation and breathing techniques as part of his grieving process. Soon, Wim begins studying Tibetan Tummo, an ancient form of breathwork and meditation known for its claims of allowing the monks who've studied it to raise their core temperatures in ways many have thought was not possible. Building off of this, he develops the Wim Hof Method, which allows him to build up his endurance and have greater control than I, for example, ever thought was possible over what he calls the three pillars of breathing, cold therapy, and commitment. He starts swimming under glaciers, describes the feeling of the ice-cold water surrounding him as needles on his body. At one point, he even goes temporarily blind underwater when his corneas freeze. 2007, the Discovery Channel reaches out about a possible special. Wim wants to do something TV-worthy, and he thinks of an extreme feat that would top his other previous extreme feats. He suggests that he run a half marathon, barefoot, in Oulu, Finland, a location that lies above the Arctic Circle. As Wim expected, the Discovery Channel producers love this idea. Wim begins training casually while continuing to work full-time as a mailman. In December of 2007, Wim travels to Oulu, which is in the midst of a winter heat wave. Temperatures are in the negative 10s Fahrenheit. Hope he brought his Speedos. Wim begins his half marathon wearing only shorts. He maintains control over his core temperature by focusing on his Wim Hof Method training techniques. After running for 11 miles, he loses feeling in his left foot. Should he stop? He probably should have stopped, but he doesn't. He keeps running for roughly two additional miles. Wim completes the half marathon and notices the sun come out as he crosses the finish line. Nice touch, son. Well played. He completes the race in 2 hours, 16 minutes, and 34 seconds. The feat in itself isn't just a record for surviving the cold, but he also sets a record for the fastest half marathon ran barefoot in the Arctic Circle. He does not survive the run unscathed. He suffers third-degree frostbite. Dermatologists tell Wim he's permanently damaged his frostbitten foot, but then Wim applies his methods to his foot and a month later, somehow makes a full recovery. His run gains international attention. Scientists can't believe Wim's feats. They decide to run some studies. Studies in 2007, 2014, and 2018 prove that Wim's methods really can put one's immune system in hyperdrive and help, amongst other benefits, ward off disease. They discover that he's able to raise his core body temperature intentionally, somehow controlling automatic functions of his nervous system, while also activating pain response regions of the brain. His techniques seem to allow for natural pain suppression. Wim has insisted for years that anyone can do what he did with enough commitment, and now science has proven him right. But we'll probably leave the barefoot marathons and swimming under glaciers to him. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, please follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on Wim Hof, check out his books, Becoming the Iceman, and the Wim Hof Method, Activate Your Full Human Potential. Check out his website, wimhofmethod.com, or his YouTube channel, Wim Hof. For this episode, we found Becoming the Iceman incredibly helpful. And you can find out more about me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.